Good evening, everybody. We're very happy to be down here at the U.S. submarine base in Groton tonight. We have a very fine show for you. I think you fellas are going to especially like the Simon Sisters out of New York. They've got some of the songs that I'm sure all of you will appreciate during the first hour of the show. The second hour, from 9 to 10, we'll be doing a live broadcast right from your theater. My name's Brad Davis. We're all from WTIC in Hartford, radio, and, of course, Channel 3 television. We'd like to kick the show off right now with a couple of fellows who were with us last night in Hartford on Constitution Plaza. A nice hand for the Villagers, everybody. Here they are.
It's a long and a dusty road, it's a hard and a heavy load, and the folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad, some are good, some have done the best they could, and some have tried to ease my troubling mind. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, I can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
You know, I had a little gal one time, had lips like cherry wine, and I loved her till my heart went plumb insane. Oh, but I was too blind to see, she was drifting away from me, and one day she left on the morning train.
And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, I can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
Tell them about it.
I got a buddy from my home, and he started out to roam, and they say he's down by Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, and his voice comes singing through, and I'm going out to meet him some old day.
And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, I can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
If you see me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were a rambler too, I nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, I lace them up and bar the door, and thank your stars for the roof that's over you.
And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, I can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, I can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
Thanks very much. That was a Tom Paxton song.
From who?
Paxton, I said.
I don't know him either.
This is an old folk song that started, maybe more than 15 years ago. It never caught on in the upsurge of folk music, but it's a damn good song. It's called Every Night When the Sun Goes Down.
Every night when the sun goes down, every night when the sun goes down, every night when the sun goes down, hang down my head and mournful cry.
True love, don't weep.
Don't weep for me.
True love, don't you mourn.
Don't mourn for me now.
True love, don't you weep.
Don't weep.
love don't mourn
for me.
To love don't weep or mourn for me. Going away to Marble Town. I wish the Lord my train would come.
My train would come now.
I wish the Lord.
I wish the Lord
that my train would come.
My train would come.
And me, dear God, were dead and gone. Green grass growing over me. Every night when the sun goes down, every night when the sun goes down, every night when the sun goes down, hang down my head and mournful cry.
Yeah, we're going to do a song called This Little Light of Mine, and if you care to, you might all join in with us. I doubt if you know the words. We made them up on the way up here today. No, not really. But really, you can clap or sing or... Go ahead. What do I care?
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine now. Oh, let it shine, let it shine, oh, let it shine.
Everybody sing it.
This a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it go.
Monday he gave me the gift of love,
and on Tuesday
peace came from above,
and on Wednesday
well, he gave me just a little more grace now,
and on Thursday
he gave me just a little more faith,
and on a Friday
he told me just to watch and pray,
and well Saturday
he told me just to what to say.
Sunday he gave me the power divine to let my little light shine. This a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. You know that some people say that the time's too late, this old world is in a sorry state, but we got another story. We say the world is bound for glory. If you got a light shining in the blue, tell you what the power of love can do. You know that any dark corner in this world of mine, I'm gonna let my little light shine.
Last chance now.
this a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, oh well, this a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, oh let it shine, oh let it shine, oh, let it shine.
Villagers, everybody. The Villagers. This little light of mine. Right now, I'd like to have you meet three folks from Farmington High School. They've been on many road shows with us before, and I want you to really pay attention to the girl's voice. I think she has one of the finest voices I've ever heard. A nice hand for the New World Singers. Here they are.
I'm sorry. This is for all your Navy guys.
Oh, the time will come up when the winds will stop and the breeze will cease to be breathing. Like the stillness in the wind or the hurricane begins, the hour that the ship comes in. Oh, the seas will split and the ship will hit, and the sands on the shoreline will be shaken, and the tide will sound and the waves will pound, and the morning will be breaking.
Oh, the fishes will laugh as they swim out of the path, and the seagulls, they'll be smiling. And the rocks on the sand will proudly stand the hour that the ship comes in.
And the words that are used, but get the ship confused, will not be understood as they're spoken. For the chains of the sea will have busted in the night and be buried on the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, a song will lift as the mainsail shifts and the boat drifts onto the shoreline.
And the sun will respect every face on the deck the hour that the ship comes in.
And the sands will roll out a carpet of gold for your weary toes to be a-touching.
And the ship's wise men will remind you once again that the whole wide world is watching. Oh, the foes will rise with a sleep still in their eyes, and they'll jerk from their beds and think they're dreaming. But they'll pinch themselves and squeal, and they'll know that it's for real the hour that the ship comes in. And they'll raise their hands, saying we'll meet all your demands, but we'll shout from the bow, your days are numbered. And like Pharaoh's tribe, they'll be drowned in the tide, and like Goliath, they'll be conquered.
Thank you.
We gotta tune up now, so
we'd like to do a ballad for all of you now called "And the Wind Is Free." We're ready.
That breaks you up, doesn't it?
I must go like the passing time, for the roads are mine and the wind is free. Those I leave are to me alone. Everything I own, and a world gone by. For the time to rest has not been found, and my thoughts have not been heard. And for some, only thoughts remain, like a driving rain, tomorrow chased by sun. But in the fall, when memories fill your mind and hearts recall the time, please think, dear friend, of me. For the time to rest has not been found, and my thoughts have not been Yes, I must go like the passing time, for the roads are mine, and the wind is free.
There is a kind of folk song which is called a broadside.
Well, I don't get an idea.
It's a song about a current event or something like that. I think y'all know If I Had a Hammer. The same fellow wrote this song. It's called Wasn't That a Time?
I'm sorry. Gotta get my cup off.
I don't know how they got broadside out of it. I guess a guy from Navy made it up.
Our fathers bled at Valley Forge. The snow was red with blood, their faith was warm. At Valley Forge their faith was brotherhood. Wasn't that a time, wasn't that a time? A time to try the soul of men. Wasn't that a terrible time? Brave men who fought at Gettysburg now lie in soldiers' graves. But there they stand, the rebel tide. Wasn't that a time? Wasn't that a time? A time to try the soul of men. Wasn't that a terrible time? The wars are long, the peace is frail, the madmen come again. Freedom in our land where fear and hate prevail. Isn't this a time? Isn't this a time? A time to try the soul of man. Isn't this a terrible time? Our fathers at Valley Forge, the snow was red with blood, their faith was warm. At Valley Forge their faith was brotherhood. Wasn't that a time?
Wasn't that a time? A time to try.
The soul of men, wasn't that a terrible time?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
New World Singers, everybody. Not so long ago, we had the pleasure of presenting this next act on our television show one Saturday afternoon. They did a tremendous job. They've done one road show with us, and they're two of the finest entertainers I've ever had the pleasure of listening to. They've worked in many of the big nightclubs, been on television. I'd like to have you meet the Cap Recording stars, the Simon Sisters.
Wind, oh wind, God's great wind, come again.
Thank you very much. It's a shame I can't see you all out there. I can just see a white front row. We are the Simons. Oh, good, I can see a little bit better. We are the Simon Sisters, in case you didn't know that. And we really are sisters. A lot of people ask us if we're really sisters, and we reply, yes, we really are sisters. Good heavens, what's happening? But you can tell that we're really sisters by our dresses. We are not nuns. We really, some people think we're nuns because we're sisters and we sing, and therefore what other conclusion could be drawn other than that we're the singing nuns, you see? But we have different habits.
Oh, the summer time's in coming, and the leaves are gently turning, and the wild mountain thyme blooms around the purple heather. Will ya go, laddie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain thyme all around the purple heather. Will ya go, laddie, go? If my true love will not go, I will surely find another to pick wild mountain thyme all around the purple heather. Will ya go, laddie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain thyme all around the purple heather. Will ya go, laddie, go?
We'd now like to do something in the more traditional Victorian vein of a pining maiden, which is why we sing it, because both Lucy and I have at one point been Victorian veins.
Kiss the one you have betrayed.
You are a vociferous bunch. Therefore, would you like to sing with us? We have this very far-out song, which might take a while to learn. It's called My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. The words are very difficult. Now, actually, all you have to sing is bring back, on all the choruses. Don't sing on the verses because you won't know them and you'll make a fool of yourself.
Y'all don't join in, my sister and I are gonna die of embarrassment.
Bring back, oh, bring back my bonnie to me,
louder to me.
Bring back, oh, bring back my bonnie to me.
Take it, Carly.
As he doesn't go in much for thrills, and frankly he's purely disgusting, but he's the only man left in these hills. Bring back, oh bring back the body to me.
Simon Sisters! They'll be back. They'll be back in a little bit. Right now, I'd like to bring on the Villagers again, folks. I know this is a letdown, but the boys wanted to follow them, so we're...
We wanted to follow him back there, though. This is a little story about a sheriff in Galveston, Texas, named...
What are you talking about?
Yeah. After you calm down, I'll tell you the rest of the story. It's even better than the first part. He had a run-in with a bartender named Duncan, who was running an illegal crap game in the back of his saloon. So Duncan shot him.
That sounds familiar.
Don't quote me, because I made up the part about Galveston, Texas. I don't know where it happened, but anyway.
Well, it's twinkle, twinkle, little star. Well, along came Brady in his electric car. Had a mean look right in his eyes. I'm gonna shoot somebody just to see him die. 'Cause he's been on the job too long. Yes, he's been on the job too long. Well, now Duncan, oh, Duncan was tending his bar when along came Brady with his shiny star. Said, now, Duncan, you're under arrest. So Brady shot a hole right in Duncan's chest. 'Cause he's been on the job too long. Yes, he's been on the job too long. Well, now, Brady, 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 you know you done me wrong for busting in here while my game's going on. Busted in the windows and you broke down my doors. That's why you're lying dead on my barber's floor. 'Cause you've been on the job too long. Yes, you've been on the job too long.
Take it away.
Yes, he's been on the job too long. 'Cause he's been on the job too long. Yes, he's been on the job too long.
Yeah. Thank you, fellas. The villagers. We have about 15 minutes to go, fellas, till airtime, and I want to say that I think we're going to have a great air show tonight, thanks to your enthusiasm. And I hope once we do hit the air, we'll want a good round of applause on all the numbers, and I don't have to tell you fellas how to make noise. I know. I think we're going to have some fun tonight. Everywhere we travel, we always have what we call a talent discovery spotlight, and tonight's no different. We have three gals that we're going to present tonight. First one I'm going to present right now. This is Kathy Antle. Here she is. Kathy.
All right, for all you immoral people, I'd like to do a very moral song.
Everybody's gonna pray on the very last day. When they hear that bell ring the world away, everybody's gonna pray to the heavens on the judgment day. Well, you can sing about the great King David, you can preach about the wisdom of Saul, but the judgment falls on all mankind when the trumpet sounds the call. All equal and the same when the Lord, he calls your name. Get ready, brother, for that day. Everybody's gonna pray on the very last day. When they hear that bell ring the world away, everybody's gonna pray to the heavens on the judgment day. Well, one day soon all men will stand, word will be heeded through all the land. Men shall know and men shall see, we all are brothers and we all are free. Mankind was made of clay, each of us in the very same way. Get ready, brother, for that day. Everybody's gonna pray on the
the very last day. When they hear that bell ring the world away, everybody's gonna pray to heaven on the judgment day. Well, the law is given and the law is known, the tale is told and the seed is sown. From dust we came and to dust we'll go. You know the Lord once told us so. Each brother take a hand, heed the meaning of the Lord's command. Get ready, brother, for the day everybody's gonna pray on the very last day. When they hear that bell ring the world away, everybody's gonna pray to the heavens on the judgment day.
Kathy Annell, she'll be back on the air show too. I'd like to have you meet two gals who were up at Newport last year. They were up visiting. They did some singing up there too, and I think they have fine voices. Seal and Debbie Doerr, here they are from Mystic, Connecticut. Nice hand for them. A couple of their friends here. No, this is, no, 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 no. No, they're going to help the Simon sisters out backstage. They, we get these mics in a little bit. I have a bad back, so please, excuse me here if I act a little stiff.
My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare thee well, darling, I'm going away. Your parents don't like me, they say I'm too poor. They say I'm not worthy of entering your door. Pretty Mary, pretty Mary, would you think me unkind if I were to seek you and tell you my mind? As sure as the dewdrops fall on the green corn, last night I was with her, tonight I'm alone. My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay.
Seal and Debbie Doerr. You know, give these fellas a hand right here. You know, I couldn't help but think of a story that came to me not so long ago about one of the officers here at the sub base. He's not stationed here now, but a terrific officer, and had a very, very devoted wife. In fact, she thought so much of him, she decided to go and get her portrait painted by this very well-known Italian artist. She wanted it done in oil, you see. So she went in, when she visited Rome, went in to have this painting done. It took about 2 weeks. She wore a plain black dress, didn't have any jewelry on at all, so the artist finished the painting. And she came in to see it. He says, "How do you like this, Mrs. Jones?" She said, "This is perfect. This is just what my husband will be able to take with him, hang it up in the submarine, and it'll be a terrific reminder." So she said, "I want you to do one thing, though. I want you to go back into your painting room, and I want you to paint beautiful golden bracelets on both arms, right up to the elbows. On each arm, I want you to put a beautiful golden necklace around my neck, and I want you to paint on a beautiful diamond brooch right here on the left shoulder. Now, he said, the artist said this, he said, now look at Mrs. Jones, if you do this, you're going to spoil the entire picture because you have a plain, simple black dress on. This is going to ruin it. She says, now look, I'm paying you good money. Will you please do what I ask you? So he goes back, and he paints on all this jewelry up to both elbows, the beautiful brooch, the beautiful necklace. He brings the painting out to the house one day, and he says, Mrs. Jones, is this what you want? She said, this is perfect, but will you tell me, says the artist, why did you want me to paint on all the jewelry? Well, she said, I'll tell you. You see, I'm getting along in years, and my husband, no doubt, when something happens to me, will meet another girl, will probably remarry, and she'll probably be a young girl. And being the generous type of fellow that he is, he will probably give her all of my linen, all of my beautiful china, all of my beautiful sterling, and I want her to go nuts trying to find my jewelry. And I tell that because you don't have to look very hard, and I sincerely mean this. All of us that work, especially in the Connecticut, Southern New England area, believe me, fellas, we're damn glad to have you here at the Sub-Basin Groton. I'd like to turn on the Talent Discovery Spotlight again and bring on a fellow who just got down to us tonight from Vermont. Let's have a nice hand for P.J. Gray. P.J. Beard and all.
This light's a little bit too much, but that's all right. Well, I got a little song here, A House Rising Sun. You probably heard of it a lot, but it's a different version. I'll try my best.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy and me. Oh God, for one. Oh mother, tell your children not to do
PJ. Fellas, we have 7 minutes to go, and we hit the air, and when we hit the air at 9 o'clock, I'm going to give you this, and that means to really hit it with as much noise as you can make. I think it'll be all right. Blow the transmitter right off the air tonight. Going to bring back the New World Singers to do another song to take us up to airtime. How about it, Mike? The New World Singers, here they are again.
Reverend Reeby went down
down. For they needed God in Selma town. The death and hate was all he found. White man's clubs all around, white man's fears flood the town. Prejudice and hate was the sound that met the martyr of Selma town. If this land is free for you and I, then why must good men always die? And why must fatherless children cry? The answer no man alive could find. Yes, Reverend Reeve, he went down where the white man's fears flood the town. But death and hate was all he found. I guess we better all be Selma bound.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just 3 minutes to go, and we're going to bring back the group that'll be kicking off the air show for us. And I'd like to ask you one favor, fellas, during the air show. We go till 10 o'clock, and when we come down to the end of the show, would you all please remain in your seats till we do sign it off, because these mics are pretty sensitive up here, and we get like a thundering herd, you know. We did that one night, and everybody thought the station was blowing up. So right now, we're going to bring back the villagers. They'll take us up to airtime. Let's have a real good air show from the sub-base tonight.
How'd you do that? You know, if it weren't for folk music, most of us would never hear of the problems of minority groups. Here's a minority group that no one would feel sorry for at all if it weren't for this one song.
Please open your hearts and your purses to a man who is misunderstood. He gets all the kicks and the curses, though he wishes you nothing but good. He wistfully begs you to show him you think he's a friend, not a louse. So remember the debt that you owe him, the landlord who lends you his house. So, pity the downtrodden landlord and his back that is burdened and bent. Respect his gray hairs, don't ask for repairs, and don't be behind with the rent. With all rent.
We got just 1 minute to go, so we're going to talk it up to airtime. I can't think of anything more I want to say to you. We're going to have the Villagers will be the first act, and the New World Singers, then the Simon Sisters, some of our talent discovery spotlights. I'd like to have you meet our producer, who's been with us ever since the show has been started. Nice hand for William Marks. And I'd like to mention also that Bill had a dual job today, because he also produced the Harvard-Yale regatta, which Harvard just won. This is our engineer, Ben Zinkerman. Ben, would you please stand up right here? Fellas, you want to get 30 seconds to go, and we're off and running. We have some... never mind. Too close to airtime. I can't tell this one.